If you've followed me for any length of time, you'll know that I'm always rattling on about calls to action and how important they are. It's true that your website should have very strong calls to action that grabs the user's attention and tells them exactly what it is you want them to do. However, that doesn't mean that your calls to action should always be shoved into users' faces immediately upon them arriving on your site. The thing is that oftentimes we go for the call to action too soon. We say to users, as soon as they arrive on the site, donate, buy now, or whatever your call to action is, when actually we've given them no reason to. We haven't laid the foundations. One of the key things you learn if you become a professional salesperson is to know when to go for the ask, when to bring things to a head and to say, okay, are you ready to buy now? And finding that right moment is absolutely crucial on the web as well. If you do it too soon, you will drive the user away because they're not ready to commit. If you leave it too long, they can wander off and never actually make a decision. So picking the right moment is crucial. Lay the groundwork before you go for a call to action. So putting a call to action on your homepage, yeah, okay, but you need to give them reasons if they haven't been to the site before. So in the case of, say, a donation situation for a charity, first of all, you need to establish your credibility as a charity. And you might do that through something like a success story where you explain how you spent people's money very carefully and well and achieved effective results. If you're an e-commerce site, the call to action is obviously associated with the product details, where you actually include things like reviews and details about the product. Now, you can, it's not to say you can't have calls to action on other pages like the product listings before they've actually read the details, but you need to make sure all the information they need is available if they want more details in order to make a decision. So calls to action can't stand by themselves. They have to be associated with a clear description of the benefits that will be derived from completing the call to action. It's really important to include this in the process as well. And if you look around at sites out there, you'll find that a lot of them do this very well. Skype did it very well for a long time on their homepage. I haven't looked at it recently, so I don't know whether they still do. But they had this it's very clear description of what Skype did, what benefits it offered, and then right alongside that, a very strong and obvious call to action to download the app. Think about your own website. Are you doing that? Are you putting clear calls to action and associating them very specifically with the benefits of completing that call to action? If you're not, then things need to change.